Welcome to the World Service Conference 2021 Virtual Worship Day. My name is Barbara, and I'm a recovering compulsive debtor. Thank you. There are three speakers, and each will share for 10 minutes.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mark, and I'm a compulsive debtor. I'm your first speaker today, and I haven't incurred any new unsecured debt since January 16th of 2015, and my home meeting is the Currency of Hope meeting in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. If I can have a 5-minute and a 1-minute warning from the timekeeper, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to take my, I guess I'll leave my hand up so it keeps me on top of your screen. So the topic is sponsorship and be one. And, you know, the only thing that I can do today is give you my own experience with being a sponsor and also, you know, what was passed down to me from my sponsor on sponsorship. And, you know, I was very nervous in the beginning about sponsoring someone. And I was about a year into the fellowship and I had, you know, work through my steps and, you know, unbeknownst to me, I was ready to begin sponsoring people. And there was someone new at our meeting and my sponsor kind of nudged me and said, I think you should go over there and talk to that person and, you know, offer some friendly advice of the program and, you know, talk to them about sponsorship and see where they go with it. And I did that. And that person had, you know, after a few meetings of coming around, they asked me to be their sponsor. And I did that. But, you know, it was my first sponsee and I was extremely scared of it. And I remember having a lot of conversations with my sponsor about it. You know, one of my biggest fears was I was going to mess it up. You know, I felt that I wasn't perfect and I knew that. And I was afraid that, you know, at the very worst, I was going to give this person bad information and they would, you know, leave the program and go off in debt and never come back. And I'd be this huge failure in my mind. And, you know, my sponsor really helped to alleviate a lot of those fears and walk me through that. And, you know, over time, there's been quite a few things that I've learned about sponsorship. And, you know, the very first, and this is something my sponsor told me, and I didn't get it until I experienced it, was I gained just as much, or if not more, from sponsoring other people as the sponsees that I have. And, you know, it's just a phenomenon. That's just how it works. I don't try to understand it too well, but I didn't understand that at first. And I do now. I've experienced it. And it's probably one of the most rewarding things of the DA program, you know, after doing, my 12-step work for the very first time, you know, the spiritual growth for me, from working with sponsees has been amazing. You know, it's one thing for me when I walk through my steps with a sponsor and, you know, take care of my stuff, but it's an entirely different thing when I'm able to take that exact same experience and just pass it on to another person so that they can gain exactly what I did. You know, there's, it takes away any selfishness that I've had. You know, my steps got a lot of that stuff out, but it makes a really big difference when we actually get to apply it and help others. And you know, and it, I guess I really don't know how to explain it in depth, how it removes that selfishness, but it does. It's an incredible experience to be able to go through. So I imagine a lot of people on this particular call are either sponsors or interested in being sponsors. And, you know, that's probably one of the single most rewarding pieces that I've gotten to experience from being a sponsor for myself. It's great to watch other people grow, too. And, you know, it's made me a much more humble person. You know, I can tell you, I'm not in DA because I cared about other people or, you know, was some humble guy. I showed up here because it was all about Mark. What could I get out of you? And then how far could I go with it? You know, this was all about what I could gain. And, you know, I did that for 29 years before getting into DA. So to reverse that, you know, I feel like it takes a very long time, and the step work really fast forwarded that for me. But something that kicked it into overdrive was the sponsorship. You know, in this program and through sponsorship, I've learned that my experiences that I've gone through are for a reason. My higher power gives me those experiences, and I get to pass those same experiences on to someone else so that they get to learn from them and they get to grow from them too. And, you know, that's not something I think that can be taught. I think that's something that we just experience working hand in hand with other people in the program. And, you know, I look at what DA has done for me, and the majority of what this program has done is because someone was willing to take time out of their day and out of their life consistently and answer my phone calls and take time to go through and show me what they learned in DA on, you know, not like an up and down level. It was on an even keel level. You know, I know in grade school, the teacher was at the top, always looking down kind of thing. And in DA, it's a much different type of teaching. It's just teaching our experience. And when my sponsor would, you know, speak on his experience, he wasn't teaching me from a top down. He was just teaching me on a one-on-one level, human to human, person to person. And I learned from that how to treat other people. And then becoming a sponsor, I had to apply it. And, you know, I couldn't be above them. I had to be on the same playing field. And I, you know, fortunately for me, I learned that well from my sponsor. You know, I'm very grateful to his spirituality and his ability to do that. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things to gain from this is I learned how to play. I learned how to play ball in life. And, you know, I carry that not just through my own sponsorship experiences, but out into the real world where I have to function, you know, every day. And I treat people, you know, just like human beings as I want to be treated. And, you know, through working my steps, I actually want to be treated kind of nice now. I'm not interested in beating myself up. And, you know, it's extremely rewarding to be able to talk to other people about that and to explain how I've worked through that and what I've done to get beyond it. And then to see someone else do it and help them with their struggles of doing it. And, you know, it's extremely rewarding when you see sponsees, you know, start to do that stuff and their life starts to improve and, you know, they get excited about things just as I did. And, you know, and I can share in that excitement because I knew what that excitement was for me. I know what that excitement's for them. And it creates a unity that I think is why our fellowship thrives so well. I think that the sponsorship gets us back in touch with one another and people. You know, I know that we tend to isolate when we're in the midst of our addiction. And, you know, being a sponsor, reaching out to other people, it forces people in the program, sponsees, you know, people who have less time or experience with our DA ways and traditions. It gives them an opportunity to be reached out to. So they get, you know, it gives them the opportunity to have that connection that they otherwise wouldn't have. I know one thing that I think about is when I was first in the program, if someone did not reach out to me, I don't know that I would have stayed. And so I think it's extremely important to be a sponsor because once we get what we do from DA, we have to be another hand that reaches out to help those new people that come so that they have an opportunity, the same opportunities that we had to when we first got into the program. So with that, I'm finished up. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your experience, strength, and hopefulness. And now we have the second speaker, please.
So my name is Maggie, and I'm a compulsive debtor. I have not incurred any new debt since September 3rd, 2020. So my 1 year anniversary is coming up. My home meeting is D.A. Howe, Minnesota-based meeting, Monday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And I'm just going to say, I've been saying the set-aside prayer a lot lately. I just find it helps clear my head. So I'm just going to say it now before I talk to you, just make sure that I'm channeling higher power. God, please help me to set aside everything I think I know about myself, the 12 steps, the big book, the meetings, my disease, and you, God, so that I may have an open mind and a new experience with all of these things. Please let me see the truth. Okay. I always need help just getting my ego out of the way. You know what I mean? Because my ego is gigantic. It's always telling me that I'm incredibly important, and I'm not. So, okay, here goes. So I want to start with this funny phrase that I heard, not in the rooms. It was a big thing in my community and my kind of peers. They would say, holding space, like I'm holding space for you. And I remember when I first heard that, I was like, what a new age malarkey phrase. Like, I just was like, what does that even mean? But actually, the longer that I've been in program and I've had sponsors and been a sponsor, I realized that is actually kind of what we do. I know that it means, I know what it means now, because I understand I've sponsored people, and I understand that my job is not to fix them. It's not to control my sponsees. It is actually just to hold space for them so they can share their illness and how it's affected their life, and hopefully heal and get better. I do share my experience, strength, and hope. Like if I have experience, strength, and hope about what a sponsee is sharing, I will share it. But I've come to learn, just by the way I've been sponsored, that I can't be told, like, people make suggestions all the time, thank God, but I'm so headstrong that it's hard. I don't really respond well to people telling me what to do. So I just noticed that in terms of how I'm sponsored and I sponsor others. So for example, like right now I'm sponsoring someone in DA, and we talk every day. And she tells me her numbers, what she's going to spend, and then we review her step 10. And the only feedback I've given her on her step 10, honestly, is just whenever I feel like she's raking herself over the coals, like she's like, oh, I was really selfish today, or I was really dishonest, I kind of get in there and I try to clean it up a bit and get, maybe give some balance and perspective, because sometimes people tend to like really berate themselves and fall into self-loathing. And that's absolutely not the point of this program. It doesn't help. And I understand it. It's a habit, right? They talk about it in the big book. We drift into morbid reflection, but it's just, it's not helpful. So that's something I actually do quite actively with sponsees, is if I feel like they're drifting into that horrible space of self-loathing, I'll just be like, okay, press pause. That's not helpful. So yeah, I want to just like back up a little bit and tell you a little bit of my story, because I think it's relevant to sponsoring and being sponsored. So I came to the rooms of DA I came to the rooms of Debtors Anonymous in 2009. I had some really great sponsors, people in person in my Toronto in-person meeting, but I wasn't ready for sponsorship. Like I wasn't ready to access that. I wasn't ready to hear it. I was too much in my disease, and I didn't, what I feel like about sponsorship is that it was an amazing resource and I didn't make full use of it. I would meet them like once every 2 weeks for a cup of coffee. I don't think I was fully transparent with them ever. So I didn't make good use of them. And I was really lost in the disease until 2015. And after a full relapse, like complete nervous breakdown, declared bankruptcy, my lowest bottom ever, I came into DA How, which is just a way of working DA where you make a daily call to a sponsor and you commit your numbers. And it's just a way of working the program. And I crawled into DA How and my first sponsor was a temp. I remember she said, I can take you for a couple weeks. And then thank God she ended up being a permanent sponsor. And after that, I had another full-time sponsor. And initially, I was so full of shame that being honest about what I was doing with my money was agony. But I just kept showing up and telling the truth about what I was spending my money on. And the world didn't explode. And my sponsor didn't say, oh, you're the worst person in the world. So I just kept going and the shame lifted and my sponsors didn't judge me. She listened and she shared her experience, strength, and hope with me. I've had a few sponsors since then. We parted ways usually not because of them, but because I lost my willingness to do something. I hit these walls sometimes where I'm like not willing to do something. But I've learned something from every sponsor and I've actually learned to sponsor by the way I was sponsored. The people that sponsored me that I had long-term relationships with, they listened, they shared their experience, strength, and hope. They didn't judge. They gave input when it was asked for. And they let me, as my beautiful friend in recovery once said, they were just a witness to my recovery. They were just there for me. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because I've healed so much in DA How, and I wouldn't have been able to do that without sponsorship. And I'm so grateful. So here's the thing, when I wanted to be a sponsor, I put it off for a long time because here are the excuses that I had. I'm too busy. I don't have time. I have nothing to say. Listening to people's pain will stress me out. I won't be good at it. I will fail. So, I mean, I was so scared of sponsoring. I was really scared of doing a bad job. But I just kind of dove in and I actually like sponsoring. It makes me feel connected to the program and I've gotten a lot out of it. And I really have, like, the sponsors in this program have given me so much. I do like the feeling of giving back. I kind of don't love responsibility. So to be honest, like taking a call every day from someone feels very grown up and responsible. And sometimes I want to flee and I want to bail, but you know, that's normal. And I just keep doing it. I've gotten a lot out of sponsoring. And a friend once said, a sponsee is a sponsor in disguise because they have so much to teach us. And I love that. I thought it was so wise. And then I think I have a little bit of time left. And I was thinking about sponsorship and I was thinking like, why is it important? Why is it important? Why is it important? And I found this passage in the 12 steps, 12 traditions and 12 concepts of Debtors Anonymous. And it says, in talking about step 12, attempting to carry the message is not an afterthought. It is essential to living a life free of compulsive debting. Time and again, DA experience has shown us that if we take recovery for granted, we can easily lose it. We are too prone to becoming preoccupied with self. So true. Every time we relate how the Debtors Anonymous program with the 12 steps at its heart changed our lives, we let go of focusing exclusively on ourselves. With humility, we remember that we had been unable to make the necessary changes on our own, or even to know what they were. As we share what we have been given, we renew our willingness and gratitude. Nothing allows us to access the joy of DA recovery like sharing the message of our own DA recovery. And then there's one other line. It says, we always keep in mind, however, that attempting to carry the message of recovery constitutes positive action in and of itself. Certainly we hope wholeheartedly that others will find recovery, but we cannot control outcomes. That's really important for me because I think that I thought about sponsoring that if I did a really good job, that guaranteed a certain outcome with my sponsee, but it didn't. Sometimes they bailed on me. Sometimes they just never called again.
Okay, we may help Boss Maggie, but appreciate her sharing her experience, strength, and hope on our sponsorship. And so we come to our third speaker. Go ahead, dear.
Thank you so much. My name is Donna Lee, and I am a debtor. so grateful to be here. I'll do my best to speak slower than my usual speed. And I just love that we're all here. So when I just filled out in registration, I said, oh, I will do service. I just love service because it makes me, you know, get in and be a part of this program. And and then I was told that I would be speaking, which is somewhat easy for me, but it's sort of like, whoa, you know, in front of all of you. I mean, of course I speak at my home meetings and such. And I was also told that it would be on carrying the message. And then I'm hearing sponsorship, and I go, well, sponsorship is carrying the message, you know? So as been stated, I came back into DA about 2.5 years ago. My normal ceiling that I would hit time after time, repeat, lather, rinse, repeat, was $50,000 in debt. And I just did that my entire decades. Talk about the insanity, right? And so I did step into DA, you know, 30 years ago, and I obviously wasn't ready to give up my control. Like, I had it so together. And anyway, so I'm so blessed that I made it back, and I do what we do here, and I did get a sponsor, and I go to meetings, and I do the service. And, you know, I've had 11 PRGs, I'm going to say, in 2.5 years. And about every 3 or 4 months, I'll have a PRG. Just had one about a week ago. And all through that, so I'm carrying the message in meetings and even in my, you know, life. I'm a walking big book, whether, you know, I'm knowing it or not. But so I was down to, I cut up my credit cards, you know, 2.5 years ago. I stopped incurring that unsecured debt. I have one unsecured debt left that I've been paying off on of about $17,000. And it will be paid off, you know, in 2 or 3 years. And that is not a big deal to me, because I have done that repeatedly. I have paid off $50,000 worth of debt through many means, filing bankruptcy, selling my house, refinancing my house about 5 times, and then finally selling it. And so, you know, I have paid off debt countless times. I will not be re-upping the debt. And that is so exciting to me. And so trying to get back on track with sponsoring and carrying the message. I have been so blessed with sponsors, and I come from the mothership. I come from some other fellowships, you know, and so I have a lot of that experience in the sponsorship. But in DA, it is like the icing and the cherry, the icing on the cake with the cherry on top, in going even deeper into the healing and the spiritual connection that I get here. I've been blown away for these past 2.5 years. And my sponsor, I just feel, is such a gift from God. It's kind of funny, because I had wanted this one lady I wanted her to be my sponsor, and I asked her, and she wasn't available, and, you know, that's okay. And so I finally asked this other woman, and it turns out that my sponsor today is the sponsee of the woman I wanted to ask. So I got that other woman by way of my sponsor. And actually, a good friend of mine is also a sponsee of this woman I had wanted to ask. So at any rate, I only know what to do as a sponsor by way of what was done for me. And I believe we do have some literature. Oh, and I said, Anyway, I only really do know what was how I was sponsored. And I am always honored when somebody asks me. And I've had to say no a couple of times, and you know, I don't like it. But I also know, you know, I mean, that's the way it goes. And higher power is in charge. And so it's just an honor for me, as I cannot say that deeply enough or loudly enough, that when somebody asks me, I might be doing something, you know, that's carrying a light to share the message and to work these steps in this program. And I love Debtors Anonymous. So I'm, you know, when you love something, you're thrilled to, you know, talk about it. And what these steps have done for me, I'm happy to give away. Be also knowing that, you know, to keep it, I got to give it away. So it just all works really well. And I love what both previous speakers shared. Thank you. I could just say pretty much ditto on what they say. And I love getting to hear what Maggie shared about the sponsee is a sponsor in disguise or something like that. Because, yeah, we get to, you know, out of the mouths of babes and stuff like that. And I get to remember, you know, from where I've come. And it's just a beautiful thing to share when we come from such pain and aggravation, to be able to start to see the other side, not only personally, but man, when you see people, not only people I sponsor, but people that are new to the meetings, and we get to see people, you know, if we keep coming back and we do what we do here, we get better. And that's, you know, I think that's enough from me. And I just really appreciate all of us being here and the connection. I absolutely love Debtors Anonymous, and I'm going to keep coming back. Thank you.
Woohoo!